From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. Teams are searching for missing people along Japan's coast following yesterday's massive earthquake and tsunami. Large areas of the countryside are surrounded by water and are unreachable. NPR's Duale Saikautau is in a part of Fukushima that was not as hard hit as the area along the coast and says the conditions for survivors are harsh.
It is very cold. The temperatures here, it's still winter. There's snow on the ground. Certainly not the kind of weather that you want to be outside in, especially during an earthquake. The conditions that the evacuees are living, we don't yet know that. We haven't been able to get access to them, but we are on en route to where they are staying.
NPR's Duale Saikautau reporting farther inland from the hardest-hit areas. Engineers at a nuclear reactor in Fukushima are preparing to release excess pressure in the building that houses the reactor. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports the reactor is part of the same nuclear complex where another reactor experienced an explosion yesterday after the earthquake and tsunami.
Japan's Nuclear Safety Agency has instructed operators at Unit 3 of the Daiichi Nuclear Power Station to release built-up pressure in the reactor's housing. Pressure from steam can rise to dangerous levels and even destroy the containment building, which is designed to keep radioactive gases from escaping into the atmosphere in an accident. In the same complex, engineers are pumping seawater into another reactor, Unit Number 1. That reactor experienced an explosion after the quake and tsunami, presumably due to a buildup of hydrogen as cooling water overheated. Operators there are now cooling that reactor with a mixture of seawater and boric acid to keep it from melting. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
14 Democratic state senators from Wisconsin are back in Madison, returning today for a massive rally on the Capitol Square. As Wisconsin Public Radio's Sean Johnson reports, they were treated to a hero's welcome, even though the bill they were trying to block is now law.
Democrats left Wisconsin to avoid voting on a bill to restrict public employee union bargaining rights. Now that it's law, they say the focus is on recalling Republican senators who supported it. Madison police estimated between 85 and 100,000 people visited the Capitol to greet the senators. Democratic Minority Leader Mark Miller addressed the crowd.
Together, we will get our rights back!
Republican Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald issued a blistering statement, calling the Democrats, quote, the 14 most shameful people in the state of Wisconsin. Fitzgerald said Democrats were going to pretend they were heroes for taking a three-week vacation. For NPR News, I'm Sean Johnson in Madison.
The White House is outraged by today's 15-year prison sentence imposed by a Cuban court against an American international development worker. This is NPR News. New York Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly says police are looking for a truck that was involved in a deadly early morning crash outside the city. A tour bus was literally split in two after skimming a guardrail and being pierced by a sign pole. The bus driver says he was trying to avoid a swerving tractor trailer. Kelly says both of the vehicles were moving at a significant rate of speed. 14 of the passengers on the bus were killed. The bus was heading back to New York City from a Connecticut casino. Severe weather is taking its toll across the United States. As part of the eastern seaboard braces for more flooding, wildfires are causing problems for communities in the parched Southwest. NPR's Kirk Singler reports blazes in Oklahoma, Texas, and Colorado have forced hundreds from their homes.
Crews are dealing with high winds and low humidity as they battle grass fires that destroyed dozens of homes near Oklahoma City. Fast-moving wildfires in North Texas also forced hundreds to flee that area. Meantime, in the foothills near Boulder, Colorado, crews are making good progress as they try to control a large wildfire that forced the evacuations of more than 200 homes. Boulder County spokeswoman Barb Halpin says the weather is starting to cooperate.
We made significant progress on the fire, and of course with the winds dying down and having a higher humidity today, we're seeing much more favorable conditions to continue with containment of the fire.
That blaze is burning just a few miles from where a wildfire destroyed 169 homes last fall. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Denver.
It's time for that traditional rite of spring, setting the clocks ahead an hour for daylight saving time. The change happens overnight at 2 a.m. Emergency officials say it's also a good time to put new batteries in smoke alarms and carbon monoxide detectors. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News.